Good evening. Do you know that right here in Western Michigan, we have the largest open-air cash-to-grower market in the whole world? It's located over at Benton Harbor. The other day, in company with our farm editor, Carl Collin, I visited the Benton Harbor Market. It's located southwest of the business section of that city. It consists of a large paved area divided off into lanes. The grower drives up to the gate and pays from 10 to 25 cents, depending on the size of his load. Then he drives down one of these lanes, and buyers immediately climb on his truck to see what he has. He gets different offers for his produce, and when he gets one that pleases him, he accepts a sales slip. He then drives into a free lane. There is a free lane between each pair of trading lanes. Down this free lane, he drives to the end of the market area, and then around to the loading platform leased by his buyer. These loading platforms range down each side of the market area. There he unloads his produce, has it checked, and receives his pay in cash. On the other side of these platforms, the big transport trucks are backed up, and onto these are loaded what the buyer has bought. Fruit and vegetables come into the market in the late morning and throughout the afternoon. By dark, most of the big transports are loaded and on their way. They take Benton Harbor Market produce to points far and near, everywhere east of the Mississippi. Some of the produce to distant points goes by rail, but most of it goes by truck. The buyer, of course, pays a rental by the day or by the season for his particular loading and unloading platform. Now, I've asked Carl Collin to tell us what the Benton Harbor Fruit Market means to the farmers of Western Michigan. Carl? Thank you, Carl Collin. Now, let me give you some idea of the size of the Benton Harbor Market. Last year, the equivalent of 7,498 carloads of produce changed hands on the Benton Harbor Market. It was the biggest year in the market's history, the 10-year average being 6,931 carloads per year. Growers received last year for the produce sold on the Benton Harbor Market the amazing total of $9,361,540. The buyers on the market last year represented 30 states and 566 cities. 1.5 million bushels of peaches were sold. Truckers bring in products from far afield, so that the variety offered is very wide. Among other things that were sold on the Benton Harbor Market last year were 8,200 bunches of gladiola blossoms, 31,000 dozen bunches of celery, 5,000 pounds of honey, and 1,400 bushels of squash. But the chief sales were in apples, strawberries, cherries, cucumbers, dewberries and raspberries, melons, plums, peaches, and tomatoes. The market is owned and operated by the city of Benton Harbor. While I was on the market, I had an informative visit with the market master, Mr. Stanley Lee. Here is a recording of our interview. Growers come to the market with all kinds of big trucks, and I saw converted automobiles of all descriptions. In one lane, I saw a truck with 102 bushels of peaches, and in another, a careworn Ford with 4 bushels of cucumbers. Some of the growers have huge fruit farms. Others have only a few acres. All alike are welcome. I had a talk with one of the growers who had just sold a load of peaches. His name is Fred Totman, and here is what he had to say. There are as many different kinds of buyers as growers. A group of buyers who purchase for the A&P food stores all over the Middle West. These buyers keep in touch with their central offices by telephone and teletype. They find out how a given item is moving in the stores, get an estimate on the strength of the demand, and the price consumers seem to be willing to pay. That governs what they can offer growers. Nowhere can you get a better picture of the old law of supply and demand at work than on the Benton Harbor Fruit Market. I talked with another buyer, Mr. Curtis Weeks, who is from Alabama, and here's a recording of my talk with him. The State Department of Agriculture maintains an office and staff on the market with 2 inspectors constantly at work. These inspectors have the duty of enforcing all the rules and regulations laid down to protect the purchaser. Peaches, for instance, are graded as to size, and all the peaches in the package have to conform to the size stamped on the package. The grower's name and address must also be stamped on the package, and also the variety of peach. The market also maintains a labor exchange. Laborers may register, and growers, when they come to market, may call at the labor office and ask for help. The city maintains a tent town adjoining the market to afford transient laborers an inexpensive shelter while they're waiting for work. And that's the story of the world's largest open-air cash-to-grower market at Benton Harbor, Michigan.